This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Gator and I did what we could during the commercial break to address the last caller and his wishing that Brad Holmes had pursued a defensive end instead of taking Giovanni Manu in the fourth round. We went through almost the entire remainder of the draft. Almost. We're into the seventh round here. Just to see if he missed, if Brad Holmes missed on what could be a productive edge rusher. And at this point, all of these players combined, and we're talking about probably about 10, 11 guys, have combined for one sack. So should they have taken an edge rusher instead of Giovanni Manu? I mean, maybe in this system, that player could be useful now. They could have, I mean, if anybody could find it, it'd be Brad Holmes, right? It does really well in the draft.
Well, you'd think.
But almost all of these guys we're talking about, you know, a couple tackles here, a couple tackles there, and one sack, and that player is Javonte Jean-Baptiste, who went in the seventh round with pick 222 out of Notre Dame to the Commanders. He's got a sack. But look, I mean, you know, could Brad Holmes have unearthed a gem? Maybe.
Well, and maybe he did.
In Manu?
Yeah.
Maybe. It's early to say. He was clearly a project.
Well, yeah, definitely a project. Right? It's probably not just a one-year project. This is a multi-year project that's one of these guys they feel like they can afford to take a chance on. Keep in mind Christian Mahogany, another offensive lineman, that was a guy that they had drafted and has missed time with injury, and he's now practicing with the team. I'd love to get an update on those guys and hear what the coaches are saying about them as they're progressing and becoming, you know, more accustomed to what life is like in the NFL, even if they're not playing in NFL games. But what's their upside?
Yeah.
But it's defensive end that we're all looking at. We're looking at pass rusher. And, you know, they had a bunch of guys in camp. They had a bunch of guys go. And then they re-signed them to the practice squad, many of them. But is anybody really knocking the doors off here? Not yet.
I guess, you know, that certainly what we like to say and mean it genuinely is everybody's entitled to their own opinion. I just don't know that it's probably a winning formula for us to spend a whole ton of time second guessing Brad Holmes' drafts. But he's not perfect.
And since he's not perfect, I think you can question him, Doug. I mean, I don't think you just brush it off as I trust Brad Holmes. I mean, I went back even deeper than you guys. I went back and said, what if they didn't take Rakestraw and took a defensive end instead to open it up even more? There's not much. There really isn't right now. I mean, Braylon Trice is a guy they could have took. He got hurt, though, in preseason. He's out for the year, so I don't know what he would have been this year. Jonah Ellis has two sacks on the year. He was a third-round pick. He's the son of Luther Ellis. But I don't think he's played much because he had barely any tackles. I mean, yeah, there's not, as far as this year, defensive end rookies after or in this draft, you know, after the second round, there is really not much producing right now.
I can't say he got it right either because we don't know what Giovanni Manu is going to be. We don't know what Rakestraw is going to be. But Manu is clearly a project. 248-539-9797. Donovan, you're on 97. What a ticket. What's up, Donovan?
Hey, hi from the west side of Michigan.
How are you?
Doing well. Hey, first of all, just kudos for the Lions. Man, they are what I would call explosive. C4, calm, cool, collected, and calculated. So, C4, explosive. Anyway, back to this. You can use it if you want to.
We will. Anyway. Put that one in the file.
Yeah, put that one in the file there. Euphorism, I guess. Anyways, with regards to bringing another defensive end rusher, I think the big thing that needs to happen is it's not just necessarily on who you can afford, A, B, who's available. I think it's someone who can really fit the culture. You don't want a culture killer. And I'm sorry, Myles Garrett is a culture killer. And I don't think you want that on your books or in your team right now based upon the current culture that is the Detroit Lions. I think you need to the Ford's got to gas up a nice little plane and send a couple of the captains and go talk to a guy and say, hey, this is what we're about. You want to join us? This is what we got to do. What are your thoughts?
I think you need to be careful. I think you also, if you have a really super strong culture, can you bring in a player that adapts to what you do? That is like, I'm going to buy into this culture. I think that's something that the Patriots did very well. So I'm not 100% against maybe bending a little bit, but it's a totally underrated part of what they're doing. It's a totally underrated part is how they have really done their homework on guys and tried to, you know, we asked Goff about how much of you can tell that new players just fit right in. He goes, we get guys who love to practice. We get guys who do whatever they can to help the team win. And that's something that's an intangible that we don't see represented in a stat, but I think helps them win.
Sounds good, guys. Thanks so much.
Thank you for the phone call.
Not a single player drafted last year has more than 2 sacks.
In the draft period?
Mm-hmm. Regardless of position.
I mean, I certainly would. There's probably a few players we'd love to have to give some run at an edge position right now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, would like to have Jared Verse? Yeah, sure. Yeah. I would. But I kind of like what they did.
All right, as promised, we got start times for the Big Ten. We got Michigan State as a night game this week, but the following week for Michigan and Michigan State. Well, let's start with the big noon kickoff game on Fox is Ohio State at Penn State. No surprise. Also at noon, Northwestern at Purdue. Let's get to the 3:30s. 3:30, UCLA at Nebraska, and Oregon at Michigan. Night games. USC at Washington. That leaves these games are all 6-day holds. Indiana at Michigan State, Wisconsin at Iowa, Minnesota at Illinois. The Michigan State Indiana game, which shapes up to be a pretty interesting game, that is a noon or 3:30. So you will
well,
not
at least
have
it's
night.
Not night.
Yes.
All right. So I can live with that.
That's a 6-day hold. It will be announced on Sunday.
I am hoping for a nooner.
Love the noon start.
So that we
are you because you got Ohio State, Penn State at the same time.
Yeah, well, for what we do for a living.
Fair enough.
This way I can watch Michigan State and then the Michigan-Oregon game.
Okay. You can multi-TV it too.
I don't have.
You can stream on your laptop.
Yeah, I suppose I could do that.
Yep.
I really don't like
that. Yeah, you're gonna have some conflict either way. But yes, you will get a noon. If you have a Michigan, you can watch Michigan State at the same time as Michigan if you stream one, and you can watch Ohio State, Penn State if Michigan State's a noon. But it is not a night game against Indiana.
Who's Indiana play this week?
Indiana plays Washington, and Indiana's quarterback is out, I believe.
He is. Rourke?
Yeah. Yep.
That's a real shame. Indiana, they were 6-0 going into last week. And the big knock on Indiana was, well, but they haven't played anybody.
Well, they haven't played anybody with a winning record.
And they come in and they're going to play Nebraska. And they hammered Nebraska.
Yes, they did.
56-7 or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was absolutely a hammering. And unfortunately, the quarterback gets hurt later in that game. And now they're 7-0. And maybe everything just falls apart at this point. I hope not. There's a fun story.
So I will. I know people didn't hear the beginning of the show. We're not going to spend a lot of time about John and I going to the Purdue-Oregon game, but I will tell you some funny stuff from that trip, including, I think, one of my favorite football quotes now of all time.
It's a great one.
It's an axiom we can all live by. I overheard it at the game. We'll get to that today at 1:16. Plus your open line calls mixed in. Champ and Chump votes as well. Spartan and Wolverines, you want to get your thoughts in on your teams. A lot of Lions reaction to yesterday's win. 97-1 the ticket.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.